All right, welcome. Just first question I have, do I have your consent to have this recording?
Yes, you do.
All right, so could you just please tell us your name, how to spell your name, and your position?
Sure. So my name is Jill Underly, J-I-L-L-U-N-D-E-R-L-Y, and I am the elected Wisconsin State Superintendent of Public Instruction.
All right, and today we are here to take the Teach a Kid to Vote challenge. It's a super easy challenge. It just consists of two questions. If you get the questions correct, you get this sticker that says, I taught a kid to vote. And if you can't answer the questions, that's okay. We have this booklet here that was made with the Wisconsin League of Women Voters and children here at the UWM Children's Center with their pictures and illustrations, kind of answering those questions as well. And if that's the case, then we have these stickers called A Kid Taught Me to Vote. And then everybody today will be getting a sticker indicating how many days left until the election, until you can vote. So for us adults who are over 18 years old, that's 180 days. But for all of the children out there, you have a few more years to wait. So you'll take your age, multiply it by however many days there are in a year, and then add that to the 180 days, and that'll be how many more days you have until you can vote. All right, so the two questions we have are, why vote? And how do you vote?
So why do you vote? You vote because you live in a representative democracy and your voice is important to select your leaders so they can select policy and create things to make your lives better. And the second question was how to vote. So how to vote, as you said, you need to be 18 and then you need to register so they verify your identification. And then on the day of election, or if you decide to before, you can vote absentee, which is another situation. But on the day of the election, you go to your polling place and then you check in, you show your ID, and then they give you some instructions on going into a booth. And then in the booth, you select who you want to vote for. And then you generally submit your ballot, and then it processes it.
All right. What do you all think? Do you think she passed the challenge?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No? Yes.
All right. So we've got some yeses. We've got some nos. What questions do you all have?
Yeah, that's a great question. You would have to go to, so they do give you IDs for free if you decide you want to vote. So like, let's say you don't drive, and generally you would have like a driver's license, so that's a state-issued ID. But if you can't drive or you don't know how, you could go to the Department of Motor Vehicles, for example, and say, I just want a voter ID, and they will give you a state-issued ID so that you can vote.
Doesn't have money, but they want to vote.
Yeah, so for those purposes, for getting a voter ID that's state issued, it doesn't cost anything. So you would take, you'd have to somehow get to the Department of Motor Vehicles, maybe have a friend take you, or you could walk or ride a bike, and then you could ask for that ID.
Don't IDs cost money?
In general, yes. If you're going to get one, you know, like a passport, or if you're going to get one to drive a car, yes, they do. But to vote, they don't.
Don't you need an ID to vote?
You do.
So they don't have enough money to buy an ID, so that means they can't vote.
No, that's not true, actually. So, because the voter ID is free.
How does...
Yeah. We can talk more if you need more clarification.
Are there any other questions?
What if a homeless person doesn't know, like, what if they want to vote and they don't know where, like, a car dealership or someplace like that, like a place that has a,
like, if they don't have a residence?
No, maybe? if they don't have, I keep forgetting.
If they don't have, like, an ID?
Yeah, if they don't have an ID, like, mm-hmm. If they don't have an ID and they don't know where to get one, mm-hmm. Like.
What would happen?
Yeah, so there are, excuse me, there are organizations out there that will help people you know, maybe people who live in nursing homes or people who live in homeless shelters or maybe don't have access to like permanent residents, they will help them get the proper identification so they can vote. Have any of you gone to vote with your parents before?
Yes.
Good. I have a lot of fun when my kids go with me.
All right, now that we've heard some answers and you've had a chance to ask some questions, what do you think now? Do you think she passed the challenge?
Yeah.
All right, I hear an overwhelming majority of yes. Can we hear it a little bit louder?
Yeah!
All right, so congratulations. You get this sticker, I Taught a Kid to Vote, and then we'll also get you this sticker, 180 days until you can vote.
I am counting the days.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.